Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. E-cigarettes are on the rise, but as Lauren Dutra, postdoctoral scholar at the University of California San Francisco School of Medicine's Cardiovascular Research Institute found, there is a correlation between smoking e-cigs and smoking the traditional way, especially in teens.
Along with my colleague, Dr. Stanton Glantz, I authored a study examining the correlation between electronic cigarette use and conventional cigarette use among U.S. adolescents. We analyzed two cross-sectional, nationally representative samples of U.S. teens collected by the Centers for Disease Control. The use of e-cigarettes doubled between 2011, when over 17,000 U.S. middle and high school students were surveyed, and 2012, when over 22,000 students were surveyed. We found that teens who had ever used e-cigarettes were more likely to be current cigarette smokers than those who had never used e-cigarettes. Among ever smokers, teens who had smoked 100 cigarettes or more in their lifetimes, teens who used e-cigarettes were more likely to be planning to quit smoking cigarettes in the next year. However, these teens were less likely to have abstained from cigarette smoking in the past 30 days, 6 months, or a year. In other words, they were less likely to be former cigarette smokers. Smokers who used e-cigarettes also tended to be heavier smokers, smoking, on average, more cigarettes per day. We also found that 20% of middle school students who had ever tried an e-cigarette had never tried cigarette smoking, not even a puff. Only 7% of high school students who had ever tried e-cigarettes had never tried cigarette smoking. These figures suggest that some students are first introduced to nicotine through e-cigarettes, not conventional cigarettes. However, additional research is needed to determine whether e-cigarette use leads to increased cigarette smoking among teens.
That was Lauren Dutra of the University of California, San Francisco. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
You light a cigarette. I wish I had the guts to burn one, but we've never met.